Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The Wall Street Journal opinion page reminds us that the $3.5 trillion cradle-to-the-grave entitlement bill could transform America in 17 days. President Biden and his allies are pushing it. Keep in mind, it is not passed yet, and we could expect it to be cut back in scope. We now have some idea of the proposed tax changes. As a share of GDP, it is the largest tax increase since 1968. The top individual rate will go up from 37% to 39.6%. Now, my point of view is that we spend money, well, then we need to pay for it. I'm not against getting more money from the very rich individuals and big corporations. However, I think it would damage our economy and be a big mistake to overtax small business. We want family businesses to be passed on to the next generation, not taxed out of business. And the stepped-up basis that we have today makes that possible. It looks like the legislation will keep that in place, and that's good. However, they propose to cut the death tax exemption in half from $11 million to $5.5 million, and that could wipe out a lot of farms and ranches. The whole gigantic spending bill is a redistribution of wealth, increase in regulations, and more debt for our children and grandchildren. Now, next subject. I was shocked to read this week how the price of electricity in Europe and the UK has exploded. The wind in the North Sea has quit blowing. No wind, no power. Gas prices and coal have surged. They need backup power when the wind won't blow and the sun doesn't shine. Europe is importing gas and coal from Russia and the United States. This just reminds us, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Livestock producers in the United States have long been concerned about the highly concentrated meatpacking sector. 70% of the processing is done by only four companies. It's hard not to notice the big jump in the cost of beef, pork, and even chicken. Increased competition would be good for the industry and consumers. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.